Hello. Introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band.
I'm Maya Mayhem. I'm the vocalist.
I'm Brett. I play guitar.
My name is Mark, and I play on the drums.
And how did Life Against Death form?
Life Against Death formed by Mark and I played in a band called This Machine Destroys in Vancouver, and we just wanted to start a new band, so we got together with a bunch of other friends and started it up. It was kind of started as a fun band.
And a five-piece, I understand.
It was a five-piece.
Up until Winnipeg. Tell us the story, what happened?
Well, I guess we'd be kind of telling one-sided story if we told
would.
That.
How did you disintegrate, though, into a three-piece?
Well, they left. The other two members left. One of the members owned the van more than anybody else, so they took the van as well. But it's not like they just stranded us. They said they were leaving, and we said, okay, we're staying. So we were basically on the side of the street with our gear and no vehicle, just us and the gear and a gig and other gigs, a whole tour, right? And not knowing what to do. So we played that gig and then pulled together some money.
My dad had a credit card, helped us out rent a car.
Yeah, rented a car, played a couple gigs with the rented car, and then bought a van in Ontario and did the rest of our tour. And now we're back on our way west here. And it's good. It's going good.
Okay. And
it's
still running.
and the transition to a three-piece was no problem?
No, it didn't seem to be. It's been going well ever since. So
a little bit more straining on all of us. You know, we've all had to kind of overcompensate, right?
Yeah. But it was in Winnipeg that
it was in Winnipeg, yeah.
So was this at the beginning of everything?
10 days in.
10 days into the tour.
Okay. And what was the straw that broke the camel's back?
Oh God! Who knows? It was just all like it seemed.
As best
kinda,
as you can
maybe
tell.
Some people just aren't meant to tour together. I don't know. Yeah. We kind of all got on each other's.
It seemed like they weren't having very much fun, right from the get go. So
we have been playing lots of smaller shows, and I mean that's hard, right? That's hard for anybody to kind of have to play to a room of five people. But
sure, yeah.
But we like it.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about the name Life Against Death. Where does the name come from?
Existence.
Is there significance to the name? Like,
not really. It's just I thought of it one day, and I guess that's just kind of how I think of existence. And I guess probably everybody does. And it's funny because we found out there's a book that's written about Sigmund Freud or something called Life Against Death.
Is it really?
Yeah, we found that out after we had named the band that.
Ah, okay.
There's a movie too.
Yeah, there's some movie too. We found
some extreme like action movie called Life Against Death.
But it has no relation to that.
No, we didn't know about it.
These are all things afterwards.
Right. Of course.
Okay, tell us about the your sound. Describe your sound to listeners out there who might not have heard you yet.
Why don't you just describe it, Margie?
You're also quiet over
there.
Well,
it's, I think, a mix of early 80s hardcore with more technical guitar playing.
Yeah.
The drumming is just straightforward, doesn't do much. Just keeps the beat, and the guitar goes crazy, and the vocals scream. And it's pretty cool.
On a demo that I have, you guys do a Public Enemy cover.
Oh,
we
yes.
Still
Black
do
Steel
that,
in the Hour of Chaos.
What, are they an influence? What?
Well,
why did you do the cover?
One of our old singers was actually Scott from the first day, the drummer.
Yeah.
He wasn't one of the guys that left us on tour. He actually left long before we'd planned on going on tour because he's going to school and moving to Montreal and blah, 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 blah.
That's how I came along.
Yeah, that's how Maya joined the band. But he actually came up with that idea. Like, we just had some riffs, and those were the lyrics he put to it, White Steel or Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos. So that's how that came up.
We will be doing an NWA cover at some point.
Oh, probably, yes.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about some of your other influences in terms of punk rock. Let me ask you, if you had to limit your music collection to five punk records, what would they be?
Punk records?
Yeah.
Mark's the big record guy.
The Dickies, I would have to say. That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
There's lots of good punk bands out there.
No means no if you want to consider that punk rock or whatever.
Yeah.
I like the Buzzcocks. They're pretty ripping.
Wolfpack, if you went into the crust kind of genre.
Yeah, yeah.
The tape that we listen to the most right now in our van is Sports by Huey Lewis. I don't know if that falls into the punk category, but that's a ripping album.
it's the soundtrack to our tour, really.
It could be fun, but I'm not going to let you count it. It would be a stretch to stretch Huey Lewis into.
Oh, let's see.
Do we still need one more? Yes. Is that what's going on? Yes. Victim's Family.
Oh, yeah. Good
I remember we talked about Victim's Family years ago.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I'd have to have that in the
which,
mix.
Which record?
Either The Germ or White Bread Blues. I'm not sure. It's your call.
It's not my call. Although I would call White Bread Blues, but okay. It's not my call.
That's a good call. I'll go with that.
Okay. Who writes the lyrics in the band? Is it Maya or was they?
Well,
they
see, now we have
previously.
We have lyrics from when Scott was the only singer, and then Aaron came along, and they kind of collaborated. Aaron's got some songs, and then now they're both gone, and so I'm on to the songwriting. So it's kind of cool. We've got a lot of different additions.
What are some of the songs about?
Oh, we've got lots of songs. Speaking for those guys.
Have you written any songs?
Yeah, the songs that I've written.
Why don't we talk about the ones that you've written?
Okay,
because that might be easier to do.
What's one of them that I've written? Okay, maybe totalitarian governments posing as democratic entities and just that kind of feel to it.
What's that song? Is it a song specifically about one country or?
No, it's just called Genocidal Domination Leads to Social Obliteration. I've got a couple. I don't know. Now I have to think about my lyrics.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Let me think.
How about we do song titles? Because that seems to be an easy thing.
Yeah. Okay. What's another one called?
Your song titles.
Yeah. We've got Succumb to Savagery of Pillaging Freedom of Self, and that's kind of just about overjadedness and the need for mass consumption and yada yada yada. I haven't written very many songs in this band at all. I've got a couple more in the works about power struggles in India and just the overall domination of the U.S. military on third world countries.
Everyone.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to ask what your favorite song, Life Against Death song, is from a lyrical standpoint and why.
I don't know. I think that maybe the Western system, because it kind of goes into just how our culture kind of teaches people that others may not be as equal as we are or up to par. You know, we kind of have the tendency to dominate things as opposed to embrace diversity.
Okay, yeah. Guys, do you have a favorite song from a lyrical standpoint?
I don't write any of the lyrics, but so I don't know what all of them are.
Has one stuck out?
Star Spangled Swastika is probably my favorite song title.
That's a very good
I really
good,
like
yes.
that song title.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a great song title.
I wrote one song.
What song is that?
It was called If Death is Defeat, Then What's Your Life? And it's actually about being a bike commuter and just kind of an angry standpoint of being a bike commuter and cars all over the place. That was the only song in this band that I wrote the lyrics for.
I sympathize. I ride my bike all the
time. Yeah, we're all bike commuters as well.
And
having
just,
this band, it's kind of weird.
You lock justice.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorite song? From a lyrical standpoint, and why?
Let's see now.
Why might it be your favorite? Has something stood out that you do?
Trying to think of them now.
We've got like 30 songs.
The Quest for Power leads to Absolute Estates, probably, because that one's one of Scotty's songs. I don't know what he says in it, because I've never read the lyrics. We haven't had a lyric sheet for it, but
Scotty's a phenomenal writer.
The name alone.
Yeah, and sometimes just the way the flow of the lyrics goes is good enough to like the lyrics if you don't know what they are being a drummer.
True enough. Okay, tell us about some of the things you've recorded. How many? I have a CD, self-released CD.
Yeah.
I guess it's self-titled. It doesn't seem to have a title. And you were telling me that it's an older one.
It
sounds like you've recorded other material as well.
We recorded twice, actually, in the exact same spot with the same gear, pretty much in our jam spot. And our bass player was recording it.
You recorded that in your jam spot?
Yeah, we recorded in our jam spot. Oh, well. Thanks. Well, thank Jay, the bass player. He recorded it. He did the work.
So there's another recording?
Well, we recorded twice, and the second one is just, any mistakes that he figured he had made on the first time. It's all pretty much the same songs and stuff, and not very far away from that one.
There's more, though, isn't it?
More songs, and just he figured out some mistakes he had made, so it's a better recording.
Yeah, and he rented a good mixer.
Yeah, rented some better gear. That's about it. Same pretty much songs and all that, though.
That one's called "Is North America Built on or North America Is Built on Slavery."
Okay, and how many songs are on that one?
18.
Is that the one you guys are selling?
Yep, that's the one we're selling.
We're trying to burn as you go.
Yeah, we got to burn some more. Yeah.
Okay, the other one was an 11 song recording. Right?
Was it 11? Okay.
Yeah.
There's 11 way before online. My time.
Yeah. Maybe. I think, yeah, with that one, I don't know why there was 11. I don't know if we just recorded 11 because that was a while ago. We didn't do much with that one. But
maybe I only got 11 on my CD. I don't know.
Yeah, we probably just cut it down. Just okay. Because there was some stuff that we didn't finish or whatever.
Are you working on... do you have any plans for...
Yeah.
Yeah, when we get back, we're going to record because we're missing some... We've just got Maya on vocals now. Before, we had two vocalists, so we'll have to do some recording. We've got some new material, and we'll go
on
from
this,
there.
On this recent tour, has there been any offers to do any splits or anything? Or
yeah, yeah, a couple, actually.
There's a band, Iron Fist, in Fredericton, who we played a lot of shows with. They're an awesome band, bunch of awesome guys. And we're going to do a split with them.
Also with Mass Grave. They're a cross band from Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, from Vancouver. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah, so we're set to do that sometime in the fall.
That's wicked. Who's going to put that out? Do you know?
We'll probably put it out. Yeah. Yeah, we'll probably just do it ourselves. Unless someone wants to put it out.
Yeah, you never know. We'll take any offers.
What brings you out here from Vancouver?
Just touring.
Tour. The life.
Tell us about the scene in Vancouver. What's it like, and what are some of the bands that we should be paying attention to?
The scene in Vancouver seems to be like there's lots of different genre stuff going on. It seems like for every genre, there's almost a club to play at. So if you play a certain style, you're kind of limited to the clubs that you can play at. But the clubs that you can play at are really good for those genres. Some really good bands to listen for out there is definitely Foster Care, who used to be Karen Foster, and they also had, I don't know if you've heard of them or not. They were on Sudden Death Records, Joe Shithead's label, a few years back when were Karen Foster, yeah. They're a really killer band. Zuckus is a really good Vancouver band. They're like a death metal band that sings like about Star Wars and stuff, and they're just insane. The Draft, Maya's other band.
We're more political punk rock. I get to wear an eye patch.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of fun.
And you were talking about Iron Fist being.
When I was reading the pirate stuff, I was pretty happy.
Yeah.
Who were we just playing with? Right next door to us in the jam hall.
Oh, Gross Misconduct.
Gross Misconduct, yeah.
Gross Misconduct.
Those guys are from the island where I'm from, and they're phenomenal. They're great guys.
Yeah. Goat's Blood is a good band. Have you heard of any of these bands?
No, none of them. That's why,
there's some good island bands, too, like Alcoholic White Trash is a cool band. I like playing with those guys all the time.
Wow.
There's a metal band out of there. They haven't done any touring yet, but they're called Pestis Vitae, and they've got some pretty killer riffs. But they don't, I don't know, they're honing their skills. I assume they just practice. So one of these days they'll come out and show themselves to the world.
I've heard a single by a band, Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
They seem pretty cool.
Yeah, those guys are always touring. And
I recently got a demo of a new recording of the Subhumans.
Oh, yeah.
They're back together.
Yeah. Did you see their show at all? Or
yeah, no? I saw that the night before we left.
Was it any good?
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah?
For sure.
Wasn't disappointing?
No, not at all.
Okay.
He was supposed to come and sing. I was playing in a band called Dog Eat Dogma. The Wimpy Roy was supposed to come and sing some songs with us, but he never showed up to the show. So that was the last thing I ever heard of from those guys. Dog Eat Dogma is another good band out there, actually. I don't know what Bob's doing these days, but...
I remember meeting him in Toronto. He came on our radio show once.
Did he?
When I was doing another show up at York, yeah.
He's an interesting dude.
Yeah, he seemed it. I don't know. There was a Pointed Sticks release recently. Was there any?
I heard that, but I don't know much about that band.
Yeah, they re-released the Perfect Youth album.
Yeah.
There was a big show with Pointed Sticks and
Dish Rags
and everybody. Yeah, they all got back together for a show.
Was that the Vancouver Complication?
It was a release of that.
Okay, because I saw a flyer for that and it looked pretty neat.
Yeah, it was packed.
I'm sure.
You'd have to show up there hours before.
Where
I had to
was
get
it?
It was at
the Sub Ballroom, wasn't it?
No, on the Adnac, that Legion Hallway up on Adnac Street.
The East Cultural Center.
Yeah. is in there.
Cool. How can people get in touch with the band?
Lifeagainstdeath.ca or lifeagainstdeath@hotmail.com.
Okay. And any last comments?
Ooh, we're playing tonight at the Planet Kensington. Also tomorrow at the Cathedral with a whole swag of bands. A couple of Cambridge bands and some local Toronto bands.
Cool. Thanks very much for playing tonight and sticking around.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.